Let's do this. I'll go with mayonnaise. That's it, done. And this part I'm going to take it off anyway to make soup. So there you go. Two nice, beautiful fillet. That is, if you having trouble removing the bone when you eat it, cut it as thin as possible. Done. The wetland water itself is very muddy and smelly. So yes, it can be smelly, but depends how you cook it. It can be very, very nice. From the fillet, I cut this big enough to do some pan fry. I'll show you how to cook that. The bone, there's bones slanting this way, so maybe about half an inch bone. When I eat this, I got to remove that. So a lot of people may not like that. If you don't like that, slice it thin like this and do some stir fry. Beautiful. So this is the one that I cut into strips. So I will put some salt. There's pepper, a bit of salt. I'm gonna let it marinate for half an hour. And maybe what I do is half I will deep fry, and the other one I do some stir fry. We'll see how. Alright, we leave that to marinate for half an hour. Alright, that should be half an hour. I'm just gonna put maybe, I don't know, let's try. 1 spoon, 2 spoon. This is actually corn starch. Corn starch I keep in the bottle. Give it a good mix. Extra better because you want it to be fully coated. That's beautiful, right? Okay, to check whether it's hot or not. Skewer or a long chopstick like this, we put it there. Look, it sizzles, sorry. So it's ready. Or of course another way is if you put your hand here, you can really feel the heat. That's it. So dust the what a little. Ooh, here we go. That is beautiful. Oh, a little bit quick. Right. Yeah, that's it. Oh, look like fish. Beautiful. And let it cook until golden brown. Good. Oh, that's crispy and nice. How beautiful it gets. Let's let it a bit more. Really, really crispy, you know, and I'll take it. All right, that should be all right. Ready to come up. So I line this with a tissue to absorb the oil. Let it drip for a while. Let's just spread it here. That. All right, that's beautiful, isn't it? That's beautiful. Is that definitely crispy? Oh, so good. Good. As it is, as finger food, there's no, I don't even feel the bone. Okay, for example, this part should have the bone, but because the bone is so tiny, no, crispy and good. Okay, so I prepared this, some of the fried one, cool and nice, look at that. I'm gonna call my son to eat this, I'm sure he wants some. That's chili sauce, a little bit of mayonnaise. Ah, let's do this.
Let's do this. I'll go with mayonnaise. Then Zach, this is so good. A bit of chili sauce. Come try this.
Oh, try.
Is that fish?
There you go, try it. My son is gonna try. He's studying it. And here you go. You're gonna do it now. Go. Go.
Am I supposed to expect something?
No. It's just fish. But it's carb, that's all.
You say carb is like the smelliest or
taste? It's supposed to be smelly, but no smell at all, right? Any smell or just normal fish?
Normal fish smell.
Exactly. My son just said normal fish. He's gonna finish this.
Bone, all bone pick.
There. Do you feel any bone at all?
No.
Why? Because I cut it so tiny, the bone is actually here. So the bone will become very, very short. You don't even feel it. That's the purpose of you cutting it like this. I can't even find the bone. Maybe somewhere down inside here. It's not there because it has become very tiny that it doesn't affect you at all.
And because it's fried so much, it became crispy.
It's so good. That is so, so good. Look at that. Take a piece. Oh, man. That is so wonderful. So here we go. Look at that.